Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 167 and day number 21 of the Dog Days of Advent. Thank you for joining me. And this is Christmas Eve Eve, so we're almost there, Christmas Eve. I am going to podcast for the rest of the year each day and continuing on the challenge. So if you want to stick with me, I am going to probably leave the Dog Days of Advent feed or the Dog Days feed running. Usually I turn it off after the challenge, but I'm going to leave it running until New Year's Day. I'll do one last one on New Year's Day. But I always like the evenings, like Christmas Eve and stuff like that, when it gets to that point where the preparation's done, everything's cool, and then you're just kind of chilling out and, you know, that moment in that evening with nothing to do, just really just to chill out and wait for the next day. I love that. But today was not that day because we watched Die Hard, the greatest Christmas story ever told. Christmas movie. No, it's, I don't know about greatest, but I think even in the, I haven't listened to it, but I think on the audio commentary, I think they even refer to it as a Christmas movie. But it's funny because in the last few years, it's gained even more popularity as a Christmas movie. And as Harrison and I were watching it today, I started noticing all the little stuff. Of course, I knew it takes place right at Christmas. It's right there at the beginning, and they start talking about it. He's, you know, coming out there to spend time with his family. But it's funny. You start noticing, like, the background music as they're starting to take over the tower. You can hear it's slow, but I think it's Let It Snow is the music that they're playing. You know, you can hear it's like an orchestra. It's kind of not tense music, but music kind of build up the what they're doing, the action, and you can kind of hear it slow, but it sounds like it's Let It Snow. And of course you hear that kind of stuff everywhere. And there's a few times Harrison and I started to, you know, riff on the movie, which was kind of funny because we were the guys at the counter, the security guy, and tells John McClane, he asked him, "Oh, who are you here to see?" Oh, no, let me back up. John McClane says he's here to see his wife. "Oh, what's her name?" Holly McClane, and he goes, "Just use the screen right there to type it in." And he starts typing it in, and he doesn't find her at first. Then he finds her and says, "Oh, she's on the 30 whatever floor. They're the only ones left in the building." Well, why the hell did he make him type it in on the screen? If there's only a few people left in the building, you think that would kind of narrow it down a little bit. That was one funny thing. What was the other thing? Oh man, what was that? It was something else. And we were like, why did they bother doing that? But it doesn't matter. It's nitpicky. It's a fun movie. I think it's fun. I know what it was. Right at the end, Holly's so happy that, you know, John saved her by flipping the watch and Hans took a nosedive. But she kisses him. Or hugs him really tight and then kisses him. And both of us were like, "Oh, he's covered in glass and blood." Actually, Harrison said, "He's got glass all over him." And I said, "Oh, yeah, glass and blood." And it's like, ugh, made it even worse, kind of an awkward moment. But anyway, we kind of take that as a Christmas movie. That, and I think I mentioned Christmas with the Cranks earlier in another episode. And the other thing that, you know, we do is we watch the Christmas lights fights. I know it's a little cheesy, but I like watching all the lights and the people that put up all those lights. It's like a chore, but I like to see all the displays that we put on the show. As far as movies go, I haven't watched The Christmas Story yet. I kind of backed off that a little bit in the last few years and watch it really once because I've seen it so many times, especially at Christmas. There was a time I remember this is when I was batching it. This is before I got married and everything. And TBS was doing the 24 hours of A Christmas Story. And I'm watching it and I doze off. And I wake up or just open my eyes. It's like 10 minutes into the film, but I realize it's like 2 hours later. I was like, whoa, okay. I've seen this way too much. Starting to lose track of time. Time starts slipping into the future. Okay. Don't know where I was going with that. But yes, I love that movie. But yes, I've seen it a lot. All right. I'm not the only one either, I'm sure. I know for that for a fact. All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And probably during the moment I'm enjoying my Christmas lull, when everything's calm, everybody's in the bed, everything's quiet. It's just me sipping on my bourbon. All right. Good night. We'll see you next time. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.